Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, agree to deepen bilateral ties in all areas including energy. Whole discussion over phone. New Delhi hosts landmark India-Arab foreign ministers meeting today to expand cooperation in key sectors. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets foreign ministers of several Arab nations in national capital, discuss bilateral relations and West Asia situation. UN Chief Antonio Guterres warns United Nations at risk of imminent financial collapse due to unpaid dues. US releases over 3 million pages of Epstein files. And in Australian Open tennis, Aryna Sabalenka to lock horns with Elena Rybakina in women's singles final at Melbourne Park today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, have agreed to further expand and deepen the bilateral partnership in all areas, including trade and investment, energy, digital technology, health, agriculture and people-to-people ties. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi received a telephone call from the acting president of Venezuela yesterday. The two leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of mutual interest and emphasized the importance of their close cooperation for the global south. The second India-Arab foreign ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi today. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. Foreign ministers of Arab League member states and Arab League Secretary General will participate in the meeting. This is the first India-Arab foreign ministers meeting to be hosted by India in New Delhi. The event will witness the participation of all 22 Arab nations. Ahead of the foreign ministers meeting, the fourth India-Arab senior officials meeting was held in the national capital yesterday. Our correspondent reports that the second India-Arab foreign ministers meeting is expected to build on existing cooperation, expanding and deepening this partnership.
India-Arab trade stands at over $240 billion. Bilateral hydrocarbon trade exceeds $107 billion and accounts for nearly half of the bilateral trade. India imports over 95% of LPG, 60% of LNG and 47% of crude oil requirement from the Arab League countries, in addition to more than 50% of fertilizers and related products. Most of India's external trade passes through the Suez Canal, the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. Indian companies invest in energy sector in Oman, UAE, Iraq, Kuwait, Bahrain, Jordan, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Sudan, South Sudan, Algeria, Libya and Morocco. This partnership spans food and energy, financial services, health and education, IT, renewable energy, including startups and large infrastructure projects. Over 9 million Indian diaspora live in Arab League nations. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from several Arab League member nations in New Delhi yesterday. The meetings were focused on enhancing bilateral ties and taking stock of the situation in West Asia. We have a detailed report.
Dr. Jaishankar held talks with the foreign ministers of Comoros, Libya, Somalia and Palestine. He also met Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abul Gheit. On his meeting with Mr. Gheit, Dr. Jaishankar said he had a wide-ranging conversation about cooperation and strengthening across various domains. Dr. Jaishankar described his meeting with Foreign Minister of Somalia, Abdi Salam Ali, as productive. In their meeting, the External Affairs Minister and his Libyan counterpart, El Taher El Baour, discussed ways to boost bilateral cooperation in the areas of trade, business, infrastructure and energy. Dr. Jaishankar also reiterated India's position for an end to violence in Sudan and returned to dialogue during his meeting with Sudanese counterpart Salim Ahmed Ibrahim. Dr. Jaishankar also met Foreign Affairs Minister of Palestine, Warsin Aghabikian Shaheen and exchanged views on the Gaza peace plan and regional developments. Moreover, Dr. Jaishankar and Foreign Minister of Comoros, Mbaye Mohamed, agreed on the importance of more frequent engagements between the two sides. With Suparna's report, Ashish P. Abraham, Akashwani News.
The Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council has accused the government of grossly under-reporting communal violence, claiming at least 522 incidents occurred across the country in 2025. That is far higher than the 71 acknowledged officially, raising serious concerns ahead of the February 12, 2026 parliamentary election. At a press conference on Thursday at the National Press Club in Dhaka, the minority rights group said the incidents resulted in 66 deaths and included 28 cases of violence against women, 95 attacks on places of worship, and more than 100 attacks on minority homes and businesses. The violence also involved land grabbing, arson, looting, abductions, extortion, torture, and arrest on allegations of religious blasphemy. In Bangladesh, a sharp institutional rift has emerged ahead of the general election and referendum on 12th of February. The Election Commission or EC warned that campaigning by civil servants for either a yes or no vote is illegal, even as government advisors and officials continue to openly promote a yes outcome. In a directive sent to returning officers and senior bureaucrats on Thursday, the EC stated that public servants urging voters to support either side of the referendum would be committing a punishable offence under the Referendum Ordinance 2025 and the Representation of the People's Order, RPO, 1972. The commission stressed that while government employees may disseminate information, they are barred from influencing voter choice. The warning contrasts sharply with government actions. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that the world body is at risk of imminent financial collapse due to member states not paying their fees. In a letter sent to all United Nations member states, Mr. Guterres said UN could run out of cash for its regular operation as early as July, a situation that could severely disrupt its work. The financial crisis occurred as the United States, the largest contributor, failed to pay its mandatory dues for the previous year. The UN chief added, unless payments drastically improve, the United Nations will not be able to fulfill the $3.45 billion regular budget for 2026, approved unanimously in December by the Assembly's 193 members. The US Department of Justice has made public more than 3 million pages of investigative material related to late financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, along with over 2,000 videos and around 180,000 images. Announcing the disclosures at a news conference last evening, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said, "The release marks the conclusion of a comprehensive document review process, fulfilling a transparency mandate passed by Congress last year." The records posted on the Department of Justice's website include files that were withheld from an initial release in December last year. Catherine O'Hara, the Emmy-winning Canadian-American actor, popular for her comic roles, passed away at her home in Los Angeles following a brief illness. She was 71 years. O'Hara was best known for her starring roles in the Home Alone and Beetlejuice films. In a career that spanned more than five decades, Catherine began with the influential sketch comedy series Second City Television in Toronto in the 70s and later worked in iconic films and television shows. On to sports now. In Australian Open tennis, top seed Aryna Sabalenka will lock horns with fifth seed Elena Rybakina in the women's singles final at Melbourne Park today. World number one Sabalenka of Belarus is chasing her third Australian Open title and fifth Grand Slam title overall, while former Wimbledon champion Rybakina of Kazakhstan will look to clinch the second Grand Slam of her career. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, agree to deepen bilateral ties in all areas, including energy. Hold discussion over phone. New Delhi hosts landmark inter-Arab foreign ministers meeting today to expand cooperation in key sectors. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar meets foreign ministers of several Arab nations in national capital, discuss bilateral relations and West Asia situation. UN Chief Antonio Guterres warns United Nations at risk of imminent financial collapse due to unpaid dues. US releases over 3 million pages of Epstein files. And in Australian Open tennis, Aryna Sabalenka to lock horns with Elena Rybakina in women's singles final at Melbourne Park today. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.